Welcome everybody, Shinema 772, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to go through sort of like a summation review, quick review of what we spoke about last year. It's important because this concept is something that comes up constantly and one has to be aware of how it works. So just real quickly, we said Lemaisa, the bottom line is, just to read from the Sefer Oisra Lachas a little bit, again, now a Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, he brings this down in Ois Nun Zayin, and that is Leberchas, Levarich Berchas Hamaitzi Bishvel Acherim, how the making a bracha of hamoitzi for other people. We spoke about last year, the general concept, but now let's say in reference to a hamoitzi, as we know, somebody, right, the head of the household many times makes the hamoitzi, and they have in mind everybody, whether other people have lecha mishnah, they don't have lecha mishnah, the head of the household has the lecha mishnah, and he cuts it, and he splits it, whatever the case is. So that's usually how it's done. But the bottom line is the head of the household makes the hamaitzi and they are eating also. But now let's say a case in time, like we spoke about last year, if Kagoyin brings down Sefer Yitzhak Lachs, Kagoyin Shekavar Ochel Sudas Shabbos, the head of the household sits down and he already ate his Sudas Shabbos. Now he has guests coming, right? And the guests, let's say they want to, it's hard for them to make the hamaitzi, whatever the case is. So he wants to make the hamaitzi for them. But he's not going to be eating any challah. He's already done. It's finished. So that's, we have to know that's a problem. Ein adam rashai levarach levarachas hamaitzi kedei lahitzi achayim shereitzim lachal. A person can't make the hamaitzi, right? If the head of the household is eating the hamaitzi, fine. That's what you could have in mind, everybody. But if the head of the household is not eating anything, it's just to make the hamaitzi for the people sitting at the table, that cannot be done. Imhu einay erchel imam. The whole birchas hanenin, because like we said, anything that's a birchas hanenin, also levarach, imhu einay chayev bedavar. If it's a birchas hanenin, a bracha on food and so on, then a person cannot make a bracha for somebody else. So he says, he goes on to say the case, afilu kasha'achayrim, inim michalim levarach abatzban. Even though you'll say, well, the people sitting at my table, these guests who came, they can't make it by themselves. They don't know how to make it by themselves, or whatever the case might be. Right? Afilu kasha'achayrim, inim michalim levarach abatzban. And he says even further, he brings from the primogodim, chayodim, kafachayim, and so on. He says, afilu b'di'evid, and berich b'shvil chaveray, lo yotzi de chavosi. In other words, let's say, good, okay, so it's hard for them, I can't really do it, but I already did it. What should I do? I didn't know the halacha, right? People sitting at my table, the guests came, they can't make the hamaitzi, it's very hard for them, so I'm not eating, I'm done. But I'll make the hamaitzi for them, and that's what. Now I realize somebody said, oh, you can't do that, so do we say that the people that heard the hamaitzi from this balabas or from the person over there who's not eating, they heard the hamaitzi, maybe it's good after the fact, okay, listen, it was done, what am I going to do? Maybe it's already good, now they already did it, the person, the head of the household made the hamaitzi, he did it, he didn't realize it was the wrong thing to do, but let them eat now. So he says, no, you can't do that. Brings from, again, the prima gadim, chayadim, others, kafachayim, afilu, but the evid, even post facto, even after the fact, in berich bishvil chaveray, the person made the bracha for other people, or for the head of the household made for the other people or whatever, is lo yatzei de chavosei, they're not yaitzei, the mamash not yaitzei, and they have to remake the bracha. And he says, v'chein hadin afil b'mokam sheyesh chiyuv lechal pas, and even in a case in time when there's a chiyuv, for everybody to eat, right? You say, good, well, the people don't have to eat, so you don't eat, and that's it. No, but there's a chiyuv over here, right, by the meals of Shabbos, right? The first meal, second meal, shalosh sudos, whatever the case is, it is a chiyuv to eat. So over there, maybe we'll say, maybe over there, possibly like birchas mitzvahs, right? It's like mamish, like a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv for them to eat. So he says, afilu hachi, even in such a case, even in such a case where there's a chiyuv, so you'll say, maybe that's a mitzvah, right? When I'm sitting down to eat a piece of cake, so I care, so the other person can't make a bracha for me. I understand. But over here, mamash, we said a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. This is, you must eat three meals on Shabbos. So he brings on the bottom in Eis Reish Yud Aleph, does the Sefer Eis Halachah, it's very interesting, From the Shulchan Aruch and Avatam Ayin b'Magen Avram, he brings from the Magen Avram that the Achilas Shabbos for Yom Tov, the eating of Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to eat the three meals, right? The Yom Tov two meals, whatever the case is, but that chiyav einay choyva al ha'adam, the chiyav, the obligation on the person al adam elam yishum hana osoy is really like it's a birchas hanenin, it's a pleasurable type of a mitzvah. In other words, I'll be eating my challah, I'll be eating my matzah, whatever the case is. V'loy be'etzem mishum chuyvas achilas hapas. So he says, very interesting, it's an interesting way of looking at it. He says, and then he goes on to say, v'loy be'etzem mishum chuyvas achilas hapas. And that, it's not alt the chiv of the pas, it's on the in other words, the pleasure, the hana that the person has from eating the challah, from eating the matzah, and so on. The actual chiv is not exactly on the bread per se or on the matzah per se. So what's the rai? Said the misha mazik lehapas. If somebody eats bread and they can't because they're on a certain diet and they can't, or it's not for, in their case they can't have bread, sugar, whatever the case might be, but they can't eat bread or they can't eat matzah, whatever the case is. Then there's no chiyah for them to eat it. But he says, Mashenke matzah, when it comes to matzah b'leil Pesach, for example, like on the night of Pesach, right by the Seder, when that's more of a birchas ha-mitzvahs type of thing, the Kiddush, and by Kiddush we spoke about, those are all birchas ha-mitzvahs, right? A bracha on a mitzvah, shehem choyva al adam, there's mam shechiv on the person. V'chayv litzar atzmoy lechol l'kadesh, a mamish person has to like push himself, you know, to cause him, I don't want to say the word cause pain, but like to push himself, even though it's not such a pleasurable thing, for this matzah or for the kiddush and so on. Hareze kebirchas ha-mitzvahs, then it would have a din of birchas ha-mitzvahs as a bracha on a mitzvah, v'chol yisrael ha-revim zelazen, which we said before, we said last year that the whole reason was because by birchas hamitzvahs you could say make a bracha for somebody else even though you might not be doing it, because each Jewish person is responsible for one another. So it's an interesting way how he looks at it, that this obligation of mamish eating bread by the three meals is going on the pleasure pot, but not and being the fact that a person, if they can't eat the bread, so they can. If it's going to hurt them, they can. Whereby by Pesach, for example, or by Kiddush, that's already a mamsha chayva on the person itself, not so much on the hanor pot, whereby it's going on the actual mitzvah itself. So it's an interesting way how he splits it up, but be it as it may, that's the differentiation. But that's an interesting point, how he brings down that even over there, by the three meals of Shabbos, whereby mamish is an obligation, but even over there, a person, if they're not eating, it's mamish a bracha, birchas hanenin, whereby if a person's not eating, they can't say the bracha for somebody else. That's the bottom line. And he ends off, chos mi birchas hamitzvah, shiach levarach, b'shvil chaveri afilu, shehu eini chayev bedover. That's by birchas hamitzvah, you could do it for somebody else. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha, kol tuv.